Fans rage, push boycott after HBO kills queer pirate show. By Simon Kent on June 4, 2024. The decision by HBO/Max to cancel a queer pirate show, Our Flag Means Death, ahead of Pride Month has drawn equal measures of anger and frustration from fans. Hashtag Don't Stream on Max has been trending on X, formerly known as Twitter, as viewers who embraced the streaming giant's Our Flag Means Death, a television program widely considered a queer show, lamented it is no more. Audiences are turning their backs on the streaming service, alleging the cult show was sacrificed because of its queer content, in spite of the fact that it has proven to be a hit with fans, the Daily Caller reports. One fan wrote on X, "It was so refreshing to have a light-hearted queer show that appealed to older people. Hashtag Our Flag Means Death is so incredibly unique. But that's a quality that HBO/Max apparently no longer values. Hashtag Don't Stream on Max." A fan-led group, Adopt Our Crew, also called out to express their personal reasons for backing the boycott. "I hashtag don't stream on Max because they talk quality yet cancel their most critically acclaimed, diverse shows in favor of lower performing shows with big IPs. HBO was once a prestigious channel, now it's leading the death of television," one user wrote. Fans brought up the fact that Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav had received a pay rise of $49.7 million in 2023 and alleged that the executive was terminating beloved shows to further his personal interests, Dextero reported. They made their point on social media about the confluence of events over CEO pay and royalty demands. Earlier this year, Our Flag Means Death was originally axed by HBO's streaming service Max, sharing the same fate as shows including Julia and Warrior, which has been given a new lease of life on Netflix. Despite fans hitting social media to complain, no word has yet been issued from HBO to indicate they are successful in getting the show another season. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.